Welcome to the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.
Hello, once again, to our radio session. And today is session 8, for it is my pleasure to welcome you all years 4, 5 and 6 learners, together with your parents and guardians. This is to those of you who've been listening closely to all the sessions and are now back in class. And if you who are at home with your parents now listening out there throughout the radio. Again, we will begin with a word of prayer. Let us pray.
Dear loving Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you despite of the challenges in teaching and learning, O God, or our education system. Yet, Lord, you are still our God. You are still on the throne. We pray, O God, that you go before us in this session. Bless our time, O Lord. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Here in the studio, it's us.
I'm Madam Lovelin Peter Wall, teaching year 4.
I'm Beverly Hanirara, teaching year 5.
Madam Marilyn Tapidaka, teaching year 6.
And Mrs. Christina Rore, an officer at the Ministry of Education and Human Resource Development. We will be your teachers for this session. And so, teachers, what do our learners need to do?
Move closer to your radio.
With an exercise book and a pen or pencil to write with.
But for those of you who've listened to last week's session, bring the exercise book that you have written your answers in it.
For your year-level teachers will provide you the correct answers for the last week's activities or questions. Now we'll do a quick look back on our previous activities or questions on Session 7, which was for literacy, social studies, and health education, based on the information text on negative things about using our forest resources. For literacy, as we begin, you did 3 activities in Session 7. First, you looked up meanings of some vocabularies or keywords. Then you write simple sentences using the vocabularies or keywords. And you did an activity on nouns and verbs. The following words and their meanings are as follows. Number 1. Forest.
A large area covered with trees.
2. Resource.